Good morning. Come on, everybody. Let's have an impeachment. That's what's going on. It is a morning digestion for this October 3rd. Okay, so here's the deal. Some people, including Judge Napolitano, don't think this is a big deal. I kind of think it is, and I guess Trump does too. He made a lot of noise about it. But the whistleblower asked for advice from the Schiff committee before filing his whistleblower complaint. And Schiff claimed that he knew nothing about this till the whistleblower came forward formally with the whistleblower complaint. I mean, he just plain lied. He said on MSNBC, the first story is in the Washington Post, second one's in the Washington Post too. He said, "We have not had contact with the whistleblower." This reminder of what Schiff said in the Washington Post comes in a TikTok of the impeachment day. You know, what happened starting like at 8:15 in the morning, I think it went to 6:15. But right in the middle there, the New York Times reported that the whistleblower had come forward and talked to the staff, Schiff's staff. Trump freaks out in the Oval Office newser. Among other things, he accuses Schiff of actually writing the whistleblower complaint. He talks about what a scam this is. He tweeted something out about this all being bullshit. He really went crazy with the prime minister, president of Finland sitting there looking like, wow, what am I doing here? You know, and he really, I mean, it's the media is just gasping. Oh, he's just totally off the charts. You know, they're trying to throw him out of office. And, you know, is it really so unexpected that he would freak out like this? Is it really, you know, the standard for a president who's being hounded by his political opponents? Is the standard really that he just sits there and says, oh, well, yeah, I've been subpoenaed. I guess I'll hand this stuff over. I mean, I just think it's odd that people expect him to behave differently than he is behaving. Wall Street Journal calls it a Democrat and Trump brawl. New York Times headlines Schiff saying, "We're not fooling around. We want those. We're going to subpoena that stuff, and you better give it to me." Trump's telling them to pardon their language, fuck off. Look, what the House Democrats want to do, you know, Pelosi, Schiff, I guess Nadler's out of this. This is Schiff. Is run a fast impeachment, get him impeached, and be able to just sort of dangle that over his head all through the 2020 campaign, starting with the, you know, Democratic primaries. New York Post, the Ukraine prosecutor told Giuliani, it's in some notes that were dropped off at Congress yesterday, he was told to drop the probe of Biden's son's company. That's in the New York Post. In the Washington Post, Trump dragged Pence into it, you know, sent him off to talk to Ukrainians. But, you know, they seem to be unclear when Pence went to do this, if he was aware of the July 25th call between Zelensky and Trump. In fact, the quote is, "Not clear if he read the transcript or found it unremarkable." Well, I can certainly see how he would find it unremarkable, but I guess that's a moment to gasp at the New York Times. Oh my God, he found it unremarkable. Washington Post sleuths, these are the reporters who do these things, say the use of ellipses in transcripts indicates someone fooling with the verbatim. Trump's, you know, one of the things that Trump got called on yesterday, especially at CNN, I happened to hear this. Dana Bash said, Trump said in the, while he's in the Oval Office with the president of Finland, The transcript was perfect. It was absolutely verbatim, word for word, comma for comma. And Dana Bash is going, well, he just lied. He just lied. You can look at the transcript that was released, and it says right there, this is not a verbatim transcript. Whatever. I just think that Trump says that stuff to get those people screaming in their heads off. And, and what they found unusual in the transcripts are there are these ellipses, which is like three dots instead of a dash or a comma, three dots. And they say it indicates something was left out. I think it indicates that, Trump sort of jumping around stream of consciousness, that he goes from one subject to another subject in a phrase. And it looks to me like that's what the ellipses are for. Anyway, New York Times making a big deal of Pompeo saying, no, I'm not going to let these people come over and testify without prepping them and so forth. New York Times, Italy is ground zero for the impeachment intrigue. This is apparently because Joseph Mifsud, who was one of the figures who kind of launched this thing, he was the one who was in contact with Papadopoulos. And Papadopoulos was one of the first characters that the FBI decided was acting on behalf of the Russians. That Mifsud was apparently in Italy saying, you've got to protect me. And there was a recording of a deposition. Apparently that's what Barr went to listen to when he went to Italy. And by the way, at Jake Gibson on Twitter, he tweeted out that Barr was in Italy some weeks ago. It didn't get a lot of attention, but you might have picked up a clue right then. Politico says that Trump is losing key voting blocks like women. I'm not sure Politico's right about that, but they're saying it. Migrants. How ICE picks its targets. This is in the New York Times. This is a drama-filled piece about ICE going out and keeping an eye out for certain people that have ignored deportation orders or whatever, and they pick them up and off they go. And this is a terrible thing, evidently. New York Times, Trump is going to collect DNA on migrants and asylum seekers. The New York Times disapproves. The Washington Post, this comes from a book a couple of Washington Post Reuters wrote. And, when he was really frustrated, Trump was really frustrated with the progress of stopping this massive inflow of people. He was throwing out. His people were saying, well, there's really nothing we can do. And he'd say, dig a ditch, build a moat, put snakes in it, put alligators in it, use bayonets. And this is a Washington Post story. It's like it's supposed to indicate he's crazy. Social justice warriors, Amber Geiger gets 10 years for shooting Botham Jean in Botham Jean's own apartment, which she mistook for her apartment. Jean's brother hugs her in court. There are protests that the sentence wasn't enough, 10 years. New York Post police chief pissed after Rashida Tlaib demands only people of color be allowed to use and be analysts for facial recognition programs. I'm sure what this is about is that it was a long-held concept in court that interracial recognition, facial recognition, is not so good. White people identifying black people and the reverse. So she thinks that in Detroit, it'll mostly be black people who are subject to facial recognition, and only black people should be allowed to analyze it. Is that the same person? So forth. Politics. Biden all upset, says, I'm not going anywhere. Actually, that's true. He's not going anywhere. This is in the Washington Post. He's not going to be the nominee. I'm just telling you. New York Times, Dem presidential wannabes come out for paying stay-at-home moms. If you're the stay-at-home parent, they think you should be earning a wage. I guess they want the government to pay you. New York Times, hey, these old farts running for president, anybody notice they're really, really old? It's written by a 30-year-old. New York Times, recession panic is over. Remember that? What did it last, a week? But we can still gin up worry about the economy, and we're going to. Climate change. Houston tried really hard and still got nailed by floodwaters again. So the question here is, in this New York Times story, can anybody keep up with climate change? Or is it just coming too fast that even if you're a city, you just can't keep up? Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, New York City bans cars on 14th Street. Now, this is a big crosstown street. They're still going to allow buses, but no cars on 14th Street. This was a really funny story. New York Times calls it a buyer's market in Manhattan. Average price, only $1.3 million. Lowest in 5 years. Wow. New York Post, Manhattan home prices in free fall. Median under $1 million. Washington Post, federal judge approves opening an injection site in Philly. You know, come in here to shoot up. Page six in New York Post, Sergey Brin, the founder of Google, gets married. And I'm just telling you, if there is ever a divorce, it's going to make the Bezos divorce look like peanuts. But we wish them well. Congratulations, Sergey and Ms. Shanahan. Okay, so let me just tell you, I did get a couple of calls, which I will play today on the Bitch Box. The number 859-544-2766, or if you can't remember that, you're driving, it's very simple. It's 859-J-Gibson. Write to me at host@johngibson.com. I got a good mail today. Somebody really chewing me out for my musical selections. And follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio, at Gibson Radio. And so come on, everybody, let's have an impeachment.